Hello and welcome to Up The Villa podcast. If you're new to our channel, please subscribe and you'll help this channel grow massively and drop this video a like. If we can get maybe 150 likes on this video, it'll be really appreciated. So I was there, I was at St Mary's Stadium, Southampton 1, Aston Villa 0. And very, very disappointing performance from Villa yet again. 5 defeats in a row and it's just not good. One thing that I mentioned before we started the game in the preview was Armstrong and Che Adams' movement, moving our back line, stretching us out a little bit, and it happened in the first 4 minutes and they got their goal. It was a long ball forward, didn't deal with it, knocked down from Adams, straight down to Armstrong, great finish, 1-0. And the way in, just disbelief. You can't understand what you're watching. I mean, it's just like first attempt, goal. We wanted to start the game strong. We didn't. We wanted to be, you know, sort of on the front foot. And we just wasn't. It was just really, really flat again. There was no reaction, which is what me and Justin spoke about in the preview. A reaction to be bang at it, to get a foothold in the game. And, you know, and just try and grow into it and gain a bit of confidence. But it was one-way traffic. And one thing I noticed from that game was if you looked at Southampton's style of play, their shape, it was there plain to see that they knew what they were doing. And it just looks like at times that we're just literally like long ball merchants looking for a bit of magic. And I think, like Dino said, players win games, don't they? And that's what it looks like we're looking at the minute. I thought Matty Cash was good. I thought he was probably our best player. He was having to deal with 3 or 4 of them at the times because there was just no support from Bailey. Martinez, absolute quality. But apart from that, there was nothing from us, was there? It was toothless. We're just sort of like going through the emotions in the games, aren't we? It was just thoroughly disappointing. But I did pick up one thing from the game. Picked up this little note that was being subscribed to the Villa podcast. I think that's what was being put around. So I don't know. I think that was the note. I mean, it's just shocking, isn't it? A little piece of paper's coming on the pitch with an instruction. You just can't write it, can you? But I had a good day. Me and Ryan, we had a good day. It was a long drive, especially there. It was about 4 hours there. But it was a good day all in all. But, you know, it looks like they're giving Dino time now. I think they've made the decision to stick with him, especially till the Brighton game. I thought this was must win, but now it moves on to Brighton. It looks like that's going to be must win. But get in the comments. Let me know how you're feeling, what your thoughts are on the game, your thoughts are on Dino. He's massively under pressure now. I know a lot of the teams around us picked up points this weekend as well, which was really frustrating. But it's, you know, you heard things of like the away end turned toxic. I didn't get that from the game. I thought the away fans stuck with the team all the way through, to be fair. I think we've just got to find a way to win. I think the thing that we're clutching onto now is that we're going to have Douglas Luiz back, Sanson back, Konsa back, hopefully Traore. Buendia was a bright spot for us. I thought he had another decent game. I think we're seeing glimpses of what he can become for Villa, but we need results, don't we? There's no two ways about it. I know we're clutching at straws by saying we're waiting for players to come back, but the thing for me is the shape of the team's just not there. We don't have an identity. I can't tell you what our style of play is. I just don't know what we're doing, basically. And I think if you're bringing on at the end of the game, we said in the fan cam after, Davis, Archer, we got 3 forwards on that pitch. It screams last chance saloon, doesn't it? It screams a lack of a lack of anything. In football, this is one of the things I hate. I hate when we just lump the ball forward aimlessly. I hate it. I always have done. And I hate when you are losing games desperately and you start chucking on strikers, because you're just waiting for a moment, aren't you? Again, it's just like, what are you waiting for? Keenan Davis knockdown to someone to try and finish it. Like, where's the plan B? Where's the plan A? That's what I want to see. I want to see us getting back into a game by changing the shape, changing the system, changing the formation, not just by lumping on forwards. It screams Paul Lambert. You know, it screams Bradford in the semi-final, edge of the box. We've got about seven players just lined up in a row. Really, really disappointing. So, I don't know. I think it's just got to be back on the training pitch this week and try and salvage some confidence. If anyone catches the Matt Target interview after the game, he looks devastated. He looks on the he's on the floor. Do you know what I mean? Like, his confidence is gone. He looks a broken man. And if that's what the whole player's like in the dressing room, I know you want to see emotion and you want to see them hurting. But if that's where the confidence level is at this moment in time, then I'm really, really worried about how we're gonna pick ourselves up from this. If Dino's still there, I just don't know how you're gonna lift him. I like that he cares, but we need to see more. We need to see that emotion and that passion on the pitch from the first whistle, which is not what we're seeing. We've seen now second half performances which are improving. Like, that's a reactional thing. I think if we could start the game well, I think I've got some numbers here of the goals that we're conceding. So we're conceding goals in the 10th, 15th, 27th, 23rd, 7th and 3rd minute of a game. How many is that? That's 6 goals we've conceded in them 7 defeats. I got that from Ashley Priest as well. It's just so frustrating that those goals are coming in so early. I just thought I'd react to it. My thoughts, how frustrated I am, to be fair. We should be doing better with these players and we just got to improve. I don't know what the answer is. I'm worried that if we sack the manager, we sack Dino and we get someone else in, that it might not work either, mightn't it? So I honestly I'm so torn. I literally just don't know what the answer is. I don't know who's out there. Norwich have sat their manager as well. So it's sort of, you're looking at that managerial merry-go-round at the minute of team sacking, and it's who they're going to get, you know. I'm honestly, Villa fans, I'm speechless into which way and which direction to go in. I'm just really, really torn. I'm positive. I hope we can get out of it, but like I said, I just don't know how we can do it. So I just thought I'd do a little short video, my reaction, my thoughts, where I'm at, but let me know where you're at as well and get in the comments down below. Let's keep the faith. We'll be back in the week with a group of us to discuss everything that's going on and if there's any breaking news as well. So stay tuned. Up the Villa.